Welcome to another episode of Global Data Pod. Today's data drop, where we cover key data releases and potential implications for the macro view, is on the March jobs report. I'm Sam Mazzarello, and I lead content strategy for Global Research, and I'm thrilled to be joined by Michael Feroli, our chief U.S. economist, again this month to discuss the outlook for jobs and the Fed. So, Mike, would we characterize today as blowout for the jobs report? Walk us through the numbers and your impressions.
Yeah, I guess blowout's fine. It's definitely a strong number. It's about 100,000 stronger than we were looking for in terms of job growth, 303,000. And you know, this is a pattern of getting pretty strong job numbers. But unlike, say, last month, there weren't as many caveats to detract from that message of strength. So a lot of the details in the report look strong, and the household survey also, which had been looking weak, now actually looked good this month. So, it was a blowout. It was strong, and again, not as many question marks around the strength.
Let's talk about wage growth and any implications for services inflation and the broader inflation picture. Anything around the number today that you would highlight to clients?
So the wage number was actually the part that was closest to expectations. So average hourly earnings were up 0.3 last month, which meant the year ago number came down to 4.1%, which is the lowest it's been really for this cycle. When you look at wages for production workers, that peaked at 7% 2 years ago and came down to 4.2% last month. So you are seeing, even with these very strong job numbers, still a trend moderation in wage growth. 4.2% is still probably a little above what you would you'd like to see to be comfortable with the inflation outlook. But it's, you know, you're getting into the right ballpark. You know, I think most people think something like 3.5 is consistent with stable inflation. But you know, if we can keep putting up the strong productivity numbers we saw last year, 4% is certainly a acceptable, again, from an inflation perspective, an acceptable wage number.
This March jobs report, does this change anything for your outlook going forward on the labor market, or are you expecting a continuation of cooling, slow but steady?
I think we are expecting a continuation of cooling. There's definitely some choppiness here, but I think the trend is toward gradual moderation in wage growth. That being said, something we've been discussing a bit lately is that what one might consider to be normal or break-even job growth is probably greater than we had previously thought, in part because of what we're learning about immigration, which may mean that, you know, whereas in the past it may have only taken 100,000 job growth per month to absorb new entrants into the workforce, now it's probably closer to like 200,000 per month, which may explain why, you know, over the past year, you've seen an unemployment rate that's, you know, flat to maybe up a little bit, even though job growth is averaged around, you know, 250,000.
Yes. And you recently wrote a piece on immigration that has been of much interest to clients. Last question we always end with: the Fed. Does anything around the report today have implications for your view on the Fed and what they might do going forward?
Yeah, I think this probably lessens the urgency to cut rates. We had expected the first cut in June. I think after today's number, July makes a little more sense in terms of balancing risks around that outlook. Still looking for a pretty, one might say, moderate pace of rate cuts thereafter, about once a quarter.
Okay. Mike, thanks for your time and insights as always. To our listeners, thanks for tuning in. This podcast was recorded on April 5th, 2024. This communication is provided for informational purposes only. Please refer to JP Morgan research reports related to its content for more important information, including disclosures. 2024 JPM Chase & Co. All rights reserved.